My name is Richard Langseth. It's L-A-N-G-S-E-T-H, Budlong Farm in Warwick. The first item is the fact that all during the planning process, nobody recognized the state of Rhode Island as an abutter. The state of Rhode Island was not notified during the hearing, during the planning process. And I do believe this has to go back to planning so that the state of Rhode Island has the right to go forward with its concerns. Every time that I've been involved with a planning process, when an abutter was not identified, it goes back and they have to rehear the whole thing. This is quite alarming that the state of Rhode Island has not been notified until this very last minute. And I believe they have not gotten a green card. I don't believe that the city has actually notified the state of Rhode Island. Only RIAC has. And I think that that's a procedural failure of this hearing, that you really have to take it back and start again because of that. It was very, very obvious all along that the state of Rhode Island is an abutter, and that point was missed by planning. It should be redone. The appraisal is quite alarming. I do appreciate Mr. Scotty. I've known him for many years, but he really doesn't know aviation appraisals. He was saying that the airport will be able to build a 50-foot building on that property. That is so far from the truth. The FAA has strong reservations about the height of buildings and properties like this. He's not showing aviation expertise at all. And I really urge you to get an appraiser who understands how this actually works. He mentioned the comprehensive plan. This has nothing to do with the comprehensive plan. This has everything to do with the FAA and the airport layout plan. And the airport layout plan is very, very clear that this is to be used for high value aviation use, including the streets. The streets are not exempt from the airport layout plan. They're clearly in it, and it's the intent of the FAA to use this at the highest value possible. In fact, they demand it. And I'll give you an example. The Middletown Armory. The Middletown Armory is owned by the National Guard, and there was an attempt to relocate part of the armory, and the FAA stepped in and said, RIAC, you must use the best use of this property, and we have put money into it, and so therefore it's going to remain an armory. This is the same situation on the Strawberry Field roads. The FAA has very, very strong rules about how this property is to be used, and it's clearly to be used for executive hangars right up to the berm. That's why they want the berm. The berm doesn't do anything to protect the people against the warehouse. It's in the wrong location. Certainly, the berm north of Strawberry Field Road is important, and I support it all the way down to the old waiting area for the cell phone. That's right, but not on Palace Avenue. The reason for the berm there is to gain control of the property and to build giant hangars behind it. The reason for the hangars is we have a very, very valuable airport that has a instrument landing system where planes can land in zero visibility. There are not many airports around with that kind of facility. And so therefore, there's a very high demand for hangars, for corporate hangars in Rhode Island because of its proximity to Boston. It is really great for a large corporation in Boston to have a plane put in a hangar here because they can't find any hangars at Hanscom Field. They can't find any hangars at Logan Airport. Maybe at Westover, which is way far away, they could probably do it. But Westover does not have the ILS system that we have here in Warwick. That's a critical piece of information that we all have to understand. So therefore, the appraisal is just all wet. It really is. From what I've heard from Mr. Scotty, he doesn't understand how the airport layout plan works. He doesn't understand the height restrictions of this property. It just needs to be redone. There's a question that Mr. Ricks asked about deed restrictions. The city has an ordinance on deed restrictions. If the city were to sell a piece of property to an abutter that's residential, there is a severe deed restriction on that property. You cannot build a fence on the property. This is the city ordinance. So I think you can feel comfortable that if you move forward with this, you would have a deed according to the deed of the city ordinance deed, which would require no fences on the property. So that, you know, this is the kind of thing that planning should have thought about years, months ago. And they just missed all that. And I don't really understand why, but that's what happened. Not all the property in this appraisal is residential. Mr. Scotty said it's all residential property. No, it's not. The abutter is the state of Rhode Island and the airport. So to say that all this property is residential is wrong. It's just simply wrong. The appraisal did not include the abutter to the north of Strawberry Field Road. That means the appraisal is invalid. It needs to be redone and put together with the correct abutters on it. So I would urge you to consider that as a very important matter. Mr. Scotty said that the FAA prohibits residential, I'm sorry, it was probably the lawyer. The FAA prohibits residential property to be purchased. In other words, when RIAC buys the property with FAA money, they can't allow residential. I totally agree with that. But what they do is require that it's used at its highest level, which only makes sense. This is federal money. This is our money being spent. The federal government bought this property. They fully expect it to be used at the very highest level. And for the appraisal not to recognize that just shows that the appraiser doesn't understand airports. It's quite simple. There was a discussion about public hearings. The lawyer said that there was a public hearing process all during the master plan. I totally agree with that. I was at those hearings. I understand. I was actually protesting some of it. I lost, but I was there. The fact is that this master plan and this airport layout plan requires that RIAC use this for aeronautical purposes. I can speak all night about that because I went through that whole thing. See what else? Yeah, I just want to urge everybody to take care and be concerned and be careful with this. I know the abutters are saying they want the berm, but they already had a berm and the berm didn't work. We tore the berm down, and now we're putting up another berm. Oh yes, it's closer to some of these houses on Palace Avenue. I understand that. But that berm, it only protects against exposures that are right next to the berm. It doesn't protect exposures way down on the runway. So why on earth would they even build a berm to protect these folks when there's nothing there to protect? No. The reason is that the berm is there so that they can build hangars behind the berm. Everybody wake up to this fact. That's what's really going to happen. And I don't know if I'm opposed to that, but just recognize it and get appropriate money for it. Here we had the administration coming with a five-year plan saying that in 2029 and 2030, there's a huge financial hole. Okay. Now we have a city council sitting here.
We have 1 minute, Mr. Langseth. 1 minute.
Okay. Now we have a city council sitting here, okay, with the probability that if they use their judgment, they would get $5 million from the airport if they had a proper appraisal. No, they're saying, oh, no. We want $400,000. And the deal is done, by the way. They cashed the check and, you know, it's all worked out. No, that's not the case. The city council needs to recognize the fact that the revenue is incredibly important. And they should sit back and say, let's continue this. And let's get an appropriate appraisal so that we don't get screwed out of $4 million. I mean, I think that's the bottom line that all of us can agree to. And I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak against this project at this time?
Evening, James Italiani, Buttonwood. And all of Ward 6. And there's a lot of issues that have not been resolved. We've done a lot of talking about the berm. I happen to be a recently retired audiopastologist and a hearing conservationist. I was here when you folks talked last time. From my professional opinion, which is within my scope of practice, you gave me no assurances whatsoever that the berm you talked about would protect the noise level for the community we're talking about. That's a huge failure. Okay, so from what I heard last time, from what I've been able to look at, your plans and all what I've seen, the berm will not be sufficient to cut down the noise. Okay. That is absolutely huge. You've given a check to the city before it was approved by the council. You got permits to do work on public property before the council or the city gave you approval. I mean, this is some crazy stuff here. And you want the city to quick claim over the deed to the rights of ways in the streets, but there's no limitations on that. Congressman Ricks talked about what would happen in the future. Maybe not by you, but by your predecessor's predecessor's predecessor. Okay. There's got to be some limitations forever, infinitum. I live near an airport that 50 years later was sold by the Department of the Navy, and they were going to build an international airport over multi-million dollar homes. And the only thing that stopped it is that the county at that time had the God-given sense to say, your flyover rights expire when the Department of the Navy releases the property. And that stopped the whole process. That could easily happen to us. These streets could easily be used in the future for projects that we, the people of the city, do not want to see, or we simply may not be able to get financially reimbursed for the damage that RIAC and your future goals may do to our city. Jumping back just a moment. Mr. Howe, you have worked so hard for so long to try to make this the best deal for all of us in this city, and I know that, and I really appreciate that. I really, really do, and you need to be lauded for that. I just want to make sure that what we really get, not just now but far in the future, is what we deserve and what's going to be the best use for all of we citizens. Last comment. You absolutely have to come up as far as the noise reduction for something, and not, I beg of you, don't approve this. This is, as we expand this airport, this is going to be a nightmare for half of the city, not just a few homes. So you need to take it back to committee. You need to take it back to wherever. I'm more than willing to help you professionally for nothing to make sure that the berm that you do build is built properly for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak against this project at this time? Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good evening, Mr. President, members of the City Council, people in the Planning Department who are here, people from RIAC. And for the record, my name is Michael Zarum. For the stenographer, that's Michael, MichaelZarum. I'm a resident here in Warwick. I don't know where to start because this is such a complex topic. I guess I want to start off by thanking Councilor Lattiser for his comments that were full of due diligence, very perceptive and very accurate. I also want to thank Mr. Ricks But to start off, I want to be very clear that I hereby oppose PCO 8-24, and I would ask this city council this evening not to pass 8-24. Time is insufficient to go through all the reasons. I'm even a little bit confused by Mr. McAllister saying this project, when my understanding of what's before us tonight is not a project, it's simply a street abandonment, which has to do with title. I know myself, after looking for years through planning documents, master plans, and whatnot for TF Green Airport, what they want to do here. One of the reasons they want to extend the berm further west is to make room beyond what they originally told us were going to be 6 cargo gates for Boeing 767s, which have much, much more powerful engines to lift all that weight. They have larger turbofans, which move a lot more air. They use a lot more fuel. They create higher noise, vibrations to homes that will be felt not just on Strawberry Field Road, but throughout the entire city. So I want to remind everybody that this is not just about Strawberry Field Road and that pocket neighborhood. But I have watched that neighborhood since I was at Aldous Junior High School with friends that live there. I've had people call me to tell me they want to move. Can I rent them a room? When we're going to New England Tech, then they couldn't study from the noise. I also want to point out that in the document from RIAC, their petition for abandonment, they refer to it as a sound barrier. And I want to clarify, the word barrier is something that stops something. Maybe you got a mattress pad on your bed with somebody who's elderly and it stops water from going to the mattress. That's a barrier. It stops something. Call it a noise barrier is incorrect. It's not going to stop the noise. And if people on this honorable body were to check with the FAA New England region, you would find out that the impact to noise is not going to be significant. It's an earthen berm, and I would ask everybody to call it an earthen berm. But I don't believe that's why we're here tonight. We're here to talk about street abandonment. But I do want to clarify, I see no reason why, if the street were not abandoned, it could be preserved for public use and open space. And also, at the same time, if they move the center line of the berm back east about 12 to 25 feet, then the people would still be able to use that street for walking with their families, walking with their dogs, and open space. And everybody knows we need more open space in this community. They can still build the berm, but just move it back a little bit. So why does the Airport Corporation really want that space? Well, as Mr. Langseth mentioned, beyond the 6 original parking spaces for huge Boeing 767s, they want to build additional gates for regional freight, say the small Cessna caravans that fly freight in from other places in New England to put on the larger aircraft. They also want to add a terminal for corporate aviation, and of course, most corporate aviation jet engines make a lot more noise, much, much higher pitch noise than do some of the regular commercial jets. With that, I also want to defer to RIAC's petition for abandonment. First of all, I want to remind everybody that RIAC is a corporation. Letters from a former attorney general directed to RIAC's former counsel reminded them that they're a corporation and they need to abide by all laws, all regulations, both state and federal. The same holds true today. I also want to thank Mr. Kravitz for earlier agreeing that Warwick zoning applies. I've seen a lot of projects in my life, and this one is being done backwards. You don't do something like this, you get all your approvals first. But what I see RIAC trying to do here is get something done when other things aren't approved. And if they get a little bit in the door, then later on they're going to come back and say, oh, we really never designed the access and egress first, which is the first thing they should be doing, and the reason we have the supplemental EIS. But they haven't done that. And I really believe that later on they're going to say, well, we got this done, and now we can't have access egress, and this is what we want to do instead. It's a true problem, and you really got to put the horse before the cart, not the other way around. Just a few comments on RAC's petition. It mentions in here, the legal counsel, Brittany Morgan, signed this. Wherefore, petition to file this petition, praise this honorable counsel, pursuant to authority vested by Chapter 24-6. Say again?
You got to read it slower for her.
This was signed by RAC's legal counsel, Brittany Morgan. It states, wherefore your petitioner files, this petition in praise of this honorable counsel, pursuant to authority vested in it by Chapter 24-6 of the General Laws of the State of Rhode Island, 1956, is an admission from RIAC's legal counsel that they knew before this petition went in that this body before us tonight, the Warwick City Council, has the authority to approve whether they can go in there and do things or not. Yet we had the City of Warwick's DPW and Highway Department give them permission. I think most of us know that doesn't happen with consent from our mayor. The next thing I want to go to is the cumulative impacts here. This area slowly, slowly has more harm year after year after year. What they want to do here simply is not compatible with abutting residential. I'm concerned if I look at the PCO 824 that's before us tonight. It states, attached here to be abandoned for the reason that said premises have ceased to be useful to the public as a highway or driftway. It doesn't mention other useful aspects such that those roads can continue to be used by families in that neighborhood as open space to walk with their families and walk with their pets and dogs. That's another use of those roadways. And there's no reason that that can't continue if this is done properly. The next paragraph two of PCO 8-24, I would ask that it be stricken. Paragraph two states that it's the judgment of the City Council, and I hope you guys don't agree with this, City Council of Warwick, that no owner of land abutting on...
1 minute, Mr. Zarum.
Okay. Well, I'm going to reference paragraph two, but it basically says that homeowners will not be awarded any compensation. And I've got calls from several people in that neighborhood in the last week that they smell kerosene, which is highly, highly toxic. There's too many reasons. It can't be covered in the time allotted tonight, so I'd ask you not to approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak against this project?
Yes, good evening, Council. My name is Michelle Comar. I'm a Warwick resident. And I'd like to ask questions of RIAC and then the planning director, and then lastly, Chief Vicente. RIAC's questions are, the berm, was it documented in the environmental assessment that it would mitigate air quality? And what is the reduction in noise that was documented in the EA to be expected with the construction of the berm?
Just please identify yourself.
Sure. My name is Dawn Miniker, acting Senior Vice President of Infrastructure for the Rhode Island Airport Corporation. So the purpose of the berm is to provide a noise reduction and a visual barrier. So I'll read this exactly from the environmental assessment that's posted on our website. An analysis of a proposed noise barrier was conducted. That's the 6-foot berm and the 9-foot wall. The analysis indicated that a 6-foot berm and a 9-foot wall on a 6-foot berm and a 9-foot wall will provide noise reduction. FAA has a measurement day-night average of 1 to 4 decibels to the adjacent homes. It goes on to say that a noise reduction from single noise events will be reduced by 1 to 13 decibels.
Okay, so are there any air quality mitigation benefits with the berm?
That is not the purpose of the berm, so that was not studied.
Who is funding the construction of the berm?
The Airport Corporation.
And why didn't FAA want to fund the berm?
Because when they did the noise analysis, the berm did not increase the levels. The proposed action did not increase the levels to a threshold where the FAA would fund it.
Okay, last public hearing, what was the 5% reduction that you mentioned?
So at the last hearing 2 weeks ago, I indicated that, you know, off the top of my memory, I thought it was a 5 decibel reduction. So I'm correcting myself tonight. It's 1 to 4 decibel reduction.
Because I don't believe the two gentlemen that spoke in favor of the project were here at that first hearing. So I was hoping they would hear that there's very little reduction in noise for this construction of the berm. There are no air quality benefits with the construction of the berm. Thank you. Planning Director Kravitz, please. 2 questions. Hi, Director.
Hi.
Is a berm, construction of a berm permitted in a residential zone like this?
According to the FAA and the FONSIs that were done over the past 3 years, one of which we challenged in court to make improvements to it, and RIAC acted as a partner with the city to render those improvements that the city administration sought. Yes, this is part of their master plan. There's an existing wall present. To me, it only made sense to relocate the wall that was as such that was contemplated in the FONSI that was approved by the FAA. And I had no idea that there'd be this much controversy over this project at this point. But to answer your question, yes.
So in my neighborhood, in Warwick, residential neighborhood, someone could construct a 9-foot berm. That's permitted by zoning in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, if there was an airport in your neighborhood for however many years that has grown over so many years and got approvals from the FAA with city input, I suppose, yeah. I think you're trying to draw an apples and oranges situation here. But.
No, what I'm trying to find out is what other approvals might be needed down the line. So right now, a berm is not permitted where these abandoned roadways are located by our city ordinance, our city zoning ordinance. I know you've given us what needs to get done if everybody teams up, the city teams up with FAA. But presently, because I can't imagine somebody getting approval for a berm in my neighborhood of 8 feet, 9 feet high when a fence is only, is less than that. So how, right now, by present zoning, is a berm permitted in a residential zone? Will we find that in the zoning ordinance?
No, I think we should maybe just let DOT condemn it like they've always done through sovereignty and not try to work in cooperation with the airport. Maybe that's the answer.
I'm not getting an answer from the director. I know. You're working your way around it. I think your answer is no, is what you're trying to say, that in any other circumstance in the city, including this one, unless there are other approvals provided, that a berm is not permitted in a residential zone of 9 feet high and so many feet long.
No.
Okay, thank you. There were 2 planning board hearings and I attended both of them, on this application. Mm-hmm. And the planning board was reluctant to approve it the first hearing because the plans were not clean or accurate enough to pass on the city council. At that point, I knew that there was construction being already done when those board meetings had occurred. And I brought that up. Why would the board reward somebody who's in violation of city law and taking over city property and doing what they want with it?
Yeah, no, we're so looking at this perspectively.
My question is, My question is, when did the city, meaning the planning department and Eric Earls, planning DPW director, when did they give RIAC the permission to start construction? Was that before or after the planning board hearings?
Before. April 8th? Ms. Councilman Lattiser, I think you read the date.
April 26th. And when did the planning board hearings take place?
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
I'm going to ask that you keep Wednesday to the abatement. Excuse Director. You guys are getting in the weeds. We got to stay to the abatement of these lands. You're talking about, you're off track.
What I'm saying is that there's been a violation here. And the information wasn't given to the planning board that...
I take exception to this. It was. We in the planning department, were working prospectively at times, rarely, but in this case with the airport, to avoid letting them construct a wall on their property with big gaps in it. That makes no sense to me. So, of course, we worked with them to try to advance some aspects of the project, which if the council doesn't like it, you can reverse it, leave gaps in the wall, let them build the wall with gaps, and move on. Sometimes we have to take chances to move things in a manner that makes sense for neighbors. So it doesn't always work.
Well, it wasn't announced at the public meeting portion of the planning board.
Oh, I mentioned it at the planning board meeting.
Okay.
I did.
All right. So thank you, Director.
You're welcome.
Chief Vicente, please. A couple questions. Hi, Chief. I was a little taken aback by your introduction about how this sound barrier was going to benefit. It's, as you can hear from RIAC directly today, it has very little sound mitigation benefits, 1 to 4 decibels. I think you kind of insinuated that this was going to be a big benefit to those residents and they absolutely needed it.
No, I actually said that the residents want the berm. I didn't say it was going to work. I said they want the berm. The mayor and the councilman worked with RIAC to get what the abutters wanted.
Yes, and I hope they fully realize, and the two gentlemen, I don't know if they're still here, left, that it's only going to be a 1 to 4 decibel decrease. But what I want to ask you, could you, the mayor had signed an MOA, and the mayor also dropped the petition. Could you just explain what those two consisted of?
Again, this is not on this abatement. That is a different item. That is not before us. I'm sorry, but we need to stick to the abatement of this property.
Okay. Was the berm in the MOA or in the petition?
It's an abandonment. Sorry.
Yes. The abandonment and the berm, were they in the MOA and the petition? And the reason why I'm asking is because if the council's going to lead into some conditions or deed restrictions of this approval, I want to be in tune with what the mayor said, like what the mayor wanted.
So the mayor fought along with Councilman Howe and the residents abutting the new cargo facility cooperatively with RIAC to get a sound berm, a sound barrier, whatever you want to call it. I'm not an engineer. It's a berm, whether it's 10 feet high, 8 feet high, or 100 feet high. That's what he wants. That's what he fought for. That's what RIAC agreed to do.
Okay. We fought this hard. And I'm talking about the residents.
Ms. Colmar, you have 1 minute.
Thank you, Lynn. For a 1 to 4 decibel reduction. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
So if the council so feels they're going to approve this abandonment, there are conditions that I'm going to suggest. And one is that the condition of approval be a deed restriction, that only the berm can be built, the sound berm can only be built on the abandoned roadways, and that no other construction can take place, whether it's earthwork or structures. Number two, that Riot complete the freight cargo terminal, because the terminal is why we need the berm. Don't have the terminal, if the funding doesn't work out for that, we don't need the berm. That's only that they go hand in hand. And the last condition is that Riot complete the traffic mitigation.
Time, Ms. Coma.
That the mayor so worked hard for, that will keep traffic off of Post Road and Strawberry Field Road, Jefferson Boulevard, and will put traffic onto Airport Connector Road. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak against this project at this time?
Thank you. Patrick Maloney, Warwick resident. I originally wasn't going to speak against this, but I've decided to after hearing everybody else speak. Specifically, Councilman Ricks, who was given a promotion during this meeting to Congressman. So I'd like to go back to things that other people said. First of all, I want to comment on the fact that there's been any work whatsoever done on this area without approval of the city council. I know that Rhode Island Airport Corporation says they'll put everything back and it'll be better than ever, and I really appreciate that. But I think it goes back to the fact that people put the cart before the horse, and this isn't the first time this has happened. The mayor had in his budget speed cameras before the council approved it. Then the council, I think, has approved it at this point. REAC started using this public land before the council has approved it. You know, this is a pattern that things are happening without your approval. And I think it's very disrespectful to the council people that are here that put in the work, and it's disrespectful to the taxpayers who want things done on their behalf, and they want to get the most for their money. The other thing that Councilman Ricks mentioned that I thought was very telling is the fact that they won't sign an agreement to use this particular amount of land for anything other than this noise abatement, which is very minimal, 1 to 4 decibels. He said that the spokesperson said that the FAA would refuse to sign. Well, I think we've already shown our hand, and we've shown that we're basically giving them the land because we allowed them to work on it previously. So what I'd like to say is that I'd like the city council to ask for an investigation of anybody who was working with REAC prior to council approval and providing REAC access to this land without approval. There were two people mentioned, or two groups of people mentioned earlier. It's already on record, so I'd like those groups investigated. And I'd like to make sure that in the future, that when we do go out to look for working with entities like REAC or anybody else, any other private or public entity, that we specifically tell employees of the city that until the council votes, they are to do nothing. I think that's really important, because this group over here thinks it's a done deal, and you haven't voted. So it's not a done deal. So they've already gone back to their stakeholders and told them, we know the city's going to go ahead and do this. So let's go ahead and get an appraisal on this land, and let's lowball them, because we know they're going to do it anyway. So, you know, we can't get assurances that it's not going to be used for anything else. And they're telling us that they're going to give us an amount of money based on it not being residential, which it's zoned as. So I don't care what you're going to build it as. If it's zoned that way, give the city the money for that. So please don't show our hand in the future. I think that this city council should be very aware. Are we all awake? Thank you. I think that this city council should be very aware that it's inappropriate to take land and use it for whatever you want to, because sometimes you end up having to give it back. Now, REAC is saying that they want to help the Warwick residents. My question is, why aren't we building a large berm on their side, on their property, if it's to help the residents? I want to make sure we get an appropriate price. And then finally, I'll say, did the public get a chance to speak publicly regarding the 20-year plan? And then I'll say that if we are allowing the public to talk about these long plans, that we should also allow the public to speak about shorter plans, 5-year plans. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak against this project at this time?
My name is Beth Groff, and I live on Palace Avenue. And I've lived in my house for about 40 years and watched the airport take neighborhoods one by one by one. It's hard to watch the people your children grew up with leave in neighborhoods. And the airport has taken a lot. But I love my house because there's a lot of memories there. My kids grew up there, their friends grew up there. And I woke up one morning to construction going on, and pictures were falling off the wall. And I looked out my window, and there were bulldozers all over the place, and they were right behind my fence. And they dug up behind our fence, and we found out they were going to put a berm there and a sound barrier so that I could come out into my yard. And it would, I guess, look like a prison in the back of it with the sound barrier. One of the first things they did was take the existing sound barriers down. I don't know why that's one of the first things they did where it used to be. Where it's going to be now, the berm and the sound barrier, is probably this far from the back of my fence, and it's going across. I've heard that it's going to be, there's going to be hangers, and FedEx and UPS are going to have their, that's where they're going to connect, do their business now, right behind us. And so I think for the people who say, yeah, I want the berm or the sound barrier, they think if we don't have any rights already and we're going to smell the kerosene like we do already, and the planes are larger and they're louder. So I think that some people are saying that they do want the berm because that's one thing maybe that could help a little bit. But I think that the airport has taken enough, and I think that we need more housing, and we're just taking neighborhoods at a time, the airport is. And I see now on Post Road, they're building rows and rows and rows of houses, but yet we keep the airport keeps taking houses. Well, they don't anymore. They just start doing construction in your backyard. And also about the city making sure they get enough money for the roads and all. If this goes in and they start this, whatever is they're going to do with FedEx and UPS and the hangars, the value of our houses is going to be a quarter of what it is now. So I just think it's too much. I think it's been too much for a long, long time. And I guess the only other answer is to move out of Warwick, and I think a lot of people feel that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak against this project?
Hello, my name is Elizabeth McGovern, and as far as the berm goes, I can understand some people on Strawberry Field, because you're looking at a big, ugly parking lot, and you see the planes and the cars and all that. But along the back of Palace Avenue, coming across Murray Street, you're going to put this giant berm with a big old fence. These people aren't going to see the light of day till the late afternoon. The house is going to be dark. It's going to stop the morning light from coming in, and as you can see, it's really not going to stop the noise. I made the mistake of leaving my window open last night, and planes woke me up this morning, and there's a berm out there on the runway already. This is very traumatic for the people who live in the area. And like this woman said, killing everybody's property value. How do you sell a house when someone comes in? I guess you can only show it the late afternoon because it's going to be darker than hell. No one wants to live in a cave. And how do you grow anything in your backyard when there's no light? It's a shame. And as far as the noise, it's not going to do a thing for the noise. The ones they had didn't really do much for the noise. I often wonder if anyone ever checks the air quality in the area, because, those Italian jets that were in the other day, they were very nice, and it was a great little show. But if you lived on Murray Street and you had your grandchildren in the yard, you were getting poisoned by the exhaust. And it happens a lot. There are times you cannot go out in your yard. You can't open a window because you're letting that toxic fume in your house. Maybe when they did this whole thing, they should have gave it a whole much more thought to the people who are living there. Are we being poisoned every day in our homes? Would people grow stuff in their yard? Is it really toxic because all this crap from these planes has fallen on it, coating everything? I guess no one cares about that, people's health. Is there any kind of air quality control for that area? Anyone?
Ma'am, that's not before us at this time.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. I want it to be heard.
Thank you.
That's it.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak against this project at this time? Is there anyone else that would like to speak against this project at this time? Is there anyone who would like to speak against this project at this time? Is there anyone who would like to be heard on this project at this time?
He already got hurt. Can we talk?
Sir, you already spoke.
I already spoke. I'll make this very, very quick.
Excuse me, sir. I want to give the opportunity for any individual who hasn't had a chance to speak yet. Is there anybody who would like to be heard at this time? Go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the council, Michael Arcillo, the city solicitor. I just wanted to put on the record A few items in response to some of the statements that were made this evening that I think might clarify for the city council on the various topics that were mentioned. To begin with, the memorandum of understanding between the city and RIAC that was negotiated by the mayor, and I had a part in creating that document, does indeed obligate RIAC to construct what we refer to in that agreement, a noise wall, in other words, a berm. I want you to know that they were not obligated to do that going forward with the South Cargo facility project, but it is something that, based upon the concerns that were raised by the constituents in Mr. Howe's ward, as well as the mayor's feelings, et cetera, the Airport Corporation did agree to do that. It is in the MOU. Number two, with regard to notice to the state of Rhode Island, that was indeed accomplished. It was accomplished by the city. As a matter of fact, the chief of staff personally hand-delivered notice to the state representative. Now, as Attorney Morgan referenced at the beginning of the hearing, that wasn't technically necessary because of the master lease agreement between the state of Rhode Island and RIAC. However, as an abundance of caution, I advise that personal notice be made upon the appropriate state official. So that was, in fact, accomplished. Finally, I just want to put on the record that, as I'm sure you're all well aware, you are proceeding here pursuant to an abandonment petition that was brought to you by RIAC under state law 2461 and this city's ordinance 1-13. A process is laid out about how to go about doing that. That process is very different from a situation in which the city puts out to bid the sale of property that may be owned by the city, such as former school property, et cetera. That is all controlled by a different ordinance, 2-19. That is the ordinance that talks about the fact that when the city sells property to an individual, it has the right to put on deed restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. That is a whole different process. This is not a case where the city put out a bid to sell its land. This is an abandonment process whereby the city is entitled to its fair market value, if in fact you all decide to abandon the property, but it's under a whole different set of ordinances and statutes. So thank you for allowing me to clarify the record with regard to those items.
Thank you, Mr. Rosello. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this topic at this time? Is there anyone like to be heard on this topic at this time? Is there anyone like to be heard at this topic at this time? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I'd like to propose close public hearing.
A decibel, one decibel is the slightest ear can hear. Four decibels is meaningless. So what needs to be done about the berm is to be measured to OSHA standards to protect the hearing of this community. I'm done. Safety of the community.
Motion to close the public hearing has been made by Councilman Howe. It's been seconded by Councilman Foley. We are now, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So now we are back to the full council. Are there any members of the council that haven't had an opportunity to speak would like to make any comments at this time?
Councilwoman Travis. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I've been on the council for a long time, and I've had my share of fights with RIAC, arguing about air quality, traffic, noise, pollution, the fact that houses were taken off the tax roll. I had my share of arguments with the RIAC, and all we wanted basically was them to be a good neighbor and help the citizens of Warwick. I want to personally thank Tim Howell for breaking the ice, because a lot of people sat in that seat and never got through to them. And he has worked hard to work and become at least working with the RIAC, because for some reason, I don't know, I think they never wanted to work with anybody on the council or the city. But Tim made an effort, and he worked hard at it, and he's got the cooperation. I've been hearing Ward 3 complain about the noise and that they wanted a berm for a long, long time, and he fought for those people. Now, unfortunately, Tim, where are they? Why ain't they here saying that they want the berm? Because they got the people here that say they don't want it. That's the sad part on your behalf, because you worked hard for it. And I feel bad for it, because if they wanted it so bad, they should be here. But I think I want to thank you personally. I think you worked hard. I know a lot of council people that sat in that seat that tried to work with RIAC. They just couldn't. And I know, forget it. I argued with them so many times. I said, leave it to the Ward 3. So thanks. Thank you.
Any other council members? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. So thank you, Councilwoman Travis. And I appreciate, once again, you bringing it back to the neighborhood. To answer your question, it's one of those things where we had numerous meetings. Please understand, the Ward 3 residents went to the planning board. And to go back what you said, that the ice was broken, I have to compliment the RIAC team. I have said on numerous occasions, John Goodman is my point of contact, but I meet with all these people. And if there's one thing that's been a tone, is we want to be good neighbors. And I want to also reiterate what the solicitor said and what the chief of staff said. They were not required by FAA to build this berm. This was something that they offered to do in the good nature of, okay, let's mean what we say. So please understand, the Ward 3 residents have been participating. They have been going to the meetings. They sacrifice a lot of time. As a matter of fact, one of the speakers, Brian Napa, has a list, and I have it. Unfortunately, he had an unfortunate event in his family, and he had to go, but he sent me the picture of the signatures of the neighbors in support of this berm. And I'm going to use this time, Mr. President, to plead with my colleagues, or basically reach out to my colleagues and say, you know, and I can call up the RIAC representation right now, the cargo facility, and I know that that's not part of what we are speaking of. That is happening. People are tired of the growth of the airport. I get it. The neighbors are tired of the noise, the smell. I get it. But ladies and gentlemen, the cargo facility, the reason why we requested this berm is because it is happening on RIAC property. And in the past, the city and RIAC were seen as two separate entities, as they are. We are trying to work together, keeping in mind the residents. So I heard neighbors speak of the frustration of the noise, the frustration of the smell, the frustration of the fumes. I understand that. I am a butter to the airport as well in my personal home, and I've been there for 22 years. The berm and the abatement of these streets, if this abatement doesn't go through, and again, I'm appealing to my colleagues, RIAC basically said, okay, we'll build berm as agreed upon, but we'll just leave gaps where the streets are. And therefore, it still doesn't mean that you'll be able to, you'll have a berm and there'll still be gaps. We are doing, as a council person, the city, the mayor, the administration, the Rhode Island Airport Corporation, we are trying to do something, understanding what the challenges are. We cannot stop the airport from being an airport. We cannot stop the facility from being a facility. We cannot stop business from being business. We are two separate entities, the city of Warwick and RIAC. What this does is it's something. So I'm going to say this very genuinely, to hear people speak against a berm that are not from the neighborhood. And I'm talking about speaking openly against the berm that are not, by saying it's only one or four decimals. Think of that. To that neighborhood, it's something. We are trying something. We are attempting to do something.
So I think people would just be happy to say, I win if this fails, if these abatements fail. They would feel so good and pat themselves on the back. Good. You know, is it for the neighbors? No, because we're trying to do something. We're trying to be proactive. As an airport grows and becomes an economic growth in the state, in that neighborhood, in that Strawberry Field West neighborhood, it's something. Is it perfect? I never said it was perfect. It's something. The airport is going to grow. The airport is going to compete internationally. They're already an international airport. The jets are going to land. The jets are going to take off. The engines are going to run. The trucks are going to run. The cargo facility is going to operate. What next? Do we just sit there and go, oh, well? Or do a few people who, you know, basically complaining about whether what decimals it is, it's something. And I just want to say, I am asking my colleagues, after years of work, I'm asking my colleagues to please look at it that way. These abatements, we had someone brought in who has over 50 years of experience in doing abatements and understands the law. The city agreed upon it. RIAC agreed upon it. Representing during the planning process all the way through, the planning department represented the city well, and the citizens showed up. This is something that is my job, to do something for the safety and security of the citizens that I represent in Ward 3, and it's something. Now, if we do not approve this, I'm not exaggerating, it'll be a berm, a gap, a berm, a gap, a berm, a gap. And then the city is still responsible for the roads and the plowing and the maintenance, and that's a waste of money because we can't develop there. So again, This is part of the plan. I can't stress it enough. It's something. And for the first time, Councilwoman Travis, I thank you so much. For the first time, we were able to sit down with RIAC and say, can we do this? And RIAC agreed. So I thank you for that. But I thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing more to say.
And Councilman, did you want to make a motion? We get a second, and then I can continue discussion. You wanted to make a motion?
Make a motion. I apologize.
Yeah, if you would like to make a motion, you could do that at this time. We could get a second and continue discussion.
Oh, okay. I'd make a motion to continue discussion with the council.
Do you have a motion, like favorable action?
Oh, I please respectfully make a motion for favorable action on this.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman McElroy and Councilwoman Travis. Okay, so discussion continues. We have a motion for favorable. It's been second, so discussion continues. Councilman Lattison.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, I'll reiterate my opening comments and recognizing Chairman Howell's efforts on this, and not to take away anything of those efforts or his good intentions and his dedication to his constituents. We've heard a lot of conversation this evening about the berm. We've heard from the Airport Corporation how they're so willing to do this berm and the effectiveness of it and the necessity of it, and actually kind of saying, you know, we're going to do this because we think it's the right thing to do. So my question to the Airport Corporation and through the chair, is that permissible? My question to the Airport Corporation, given the fact that you folks are on the record about saying the main purpose of being here with this road abandonment is to do the berm. It's the main focus. Councilman Ricks asked some excellent questions. And I certainly concur with his concerns. So being your main concern is this berm, and to provide relief to the those residents along that area, would you be willing to enter into an MOA with the city of Warwick that would allow you to have an easement over the roads that you want to install the berm? That's it. No abandonment of any other roads, because you don't have any plans on building and, you know, bringing in cargo and, you know, whatever else. So your intent is appreciated. That is to provide a berm that Councilman Howe has worked so diligently on for a very long time. Would you be willing to enter into a MOA with the city of Warwick to build the berm if we provide you an easement just in that area? Does anyone want to answer that question, or should I draw my own conclusion?
Ryak, if you like to adjust, again, before us is what you have proposed. So you can get back to the councilman on that as well if you'd like additional time.
Because the city can certainly provide an easement. We do it all the time. The other question, Mr. President, that I have, and I'm not sure if it'd be for Director Kravitz or the Chief of Staff or Director Dupuis. At the last meeting, there was a lot of conversation and serious request that the city conduct its own appraisal of that property. Has the city conducted its own appraisal of the property by a licensed appraiser? Let me preface it with that.
No, Councilman, the city did not conduct its own appraisal. Neil Dupree, the city tax assessor, a certified real estate appraiser, looked over the appraisal of Mr. Scotty and concurred in his findings. If you want to ask Neil directly, you can.
No, I believe you. I have no reason to doubt what you're saying, but I certainly would question why we didn't hire an outside, disconnected person to give us an independent appraisal.
So not speaking for anyone else, but Mr. Scotty has had over 50 years experience. He's done work for the city. He's worked with Neil. Neil knows his work and the city knows his work. And mm-hmm. That's why Neil reviewed his appraisal.
So thank you, Chief. So I guess I'll ask for the answer from the Airport Corporation.
Thank you, Councilman. To respond to your question, I mean, the answer at this point would be no, as we are here again with our petition for abandonment, and that is our intention in front of the council.
So thank you for that. And now it's crystal clear to me that the main intention here is not to only do a berm. So we know about, or at least I know about berms, I know about sound barriers, and I think that if this were strictly about the berm, then Ryak would have agreed to do the berm. But to me, it seems as though there's a lot more down the road. And this is just another land grab by the Airport Corporation that has been going on for years. So again, my compliments to Chairman Howe and all of his efforts. The berm is not the issue for me. That's not the issue. It's far greater than that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Foley.
Appropriate to call the question, please. I'd like to call the question.
Yep. Is there a second to that? Second by Councilman Howe. Okay, so this has been moved favorable and it has been second. So the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on PCO 8-24. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Mr. Travis?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Six yes, two no for first passage.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We still have some other business to attend here at the council. The stenographer, you are all set. So thank you very much. And thank you to all the residents who came out and spoke at this and the representatives from RIAC and the administration. Next up on the agenda is PCR 77-24, Committee Report Finance. I believe that was favorable action.
Yes, yes, sir. Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Thank you. Eight yeses, motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 81-24, resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for community projects, committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, do we have a second to that recommendation? Second by Councilman Foley. Any question, Councilman Gephardt? Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We're now moving to new business. There is none. So we're on to unanimous consent. First up is PCO 2-24. An order of abandonment of portions of West Pontiac Street and Pontiac Street, City of Warwick, the petitioners. This is for second passage. Councilman Sinapi is not here today. Councilman McElroy.
Move favorable action, Mr. President.
Second by Councilman Howe and second. Councilman Ricks and Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion on this, PCO 2-24? We had a public hearing on this at the last meeting. This was not heard earlier this evening in committee, so I want to offer the public, is there anyone that would like to speak on PCO 2-24 at this time? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage. Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, second passage.
Thank you, second passage. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 9?
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor to move in docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? We are now in the docket session. I have one item to docket. It is the resolution neighborhood ARPA projects. Finance, Neighborhood ARPA Projects. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass, thank you.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6? Ward 9?
Pass.
All right, thank you very much. We are adjourned.